This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
The following program is rated for mature audiences and may contain adult language, adult situations, and frank safety discussions. The names and certain details have been changed to protect the safe and the unsafe, but believe me, every item in here is true. Why aren't you being listened to? Today on Safety Wars. One of the other broadcasters here on Safety FM, Todd Conklin, raised a question a few weeks ago. Something along the lines of, why aren't you being listened to? I never met Todd, but I have an enormous amount of respect for him, and this is not a criticism of him or anyone else on the network or anybody out there in particular, but he raises a really darn good question. With a couple of stories that he shares, like the three-story story, if it could happen to him, it could happen to almost anyone. I have an answer to this. My answer: you are not seen as a peer. In some organizations, you may never be seen as a peer. I came to this realization right before I left my corporate job and was essentially told this, not explicitly, but by the way managers treated me. I would never measure up to the mark because I would never be a peer. Listen to some of the podcasts that I've uploaded and you see gaslighting and pushback faced by safety professionals. Two of the podcasts were based on my direct experience with these behaviors, the lack of respect. Now, you may not be a peer for a whole host of reasons. Some of the reasons may be valid, some of them may not be. You may not be a peer for a whole host of reasons. You don't know the right person or people. You don't know what leadership is. That was one of my problems. You do not have the traditional education or degree. More on that in a minute. You may not have experiences like other people. You may have a lot of stories. You are not a member of the clique, meaning a group of people that likes to be insulated from everyone else. They don't let other people into their group. It could be for any number of reasons. So, safety is a non-traditional career path. If someone has a degree in chemistry, you know what that is. Same thing in physics, psychology, or many other types of degrees. You may come from the trades. People know what a trade is. A degree in safety is not well known outside of safety. Some people may have had bad experiences with your predecessor, so they decide never to trust a safety person again, and there's nothing you can do about it. I get that all the time on some of my projects. Jim, the last guy screwed me, I'm not giving you the opportunity to do it. Over the weekend, I had a conversation with someone who I hadn't spoken to in many years. She graduated with honors with a safety-related degree from a very prominent graduate school back in the 1990s. She worked for two companies that you've heard of as a very high-level safety manager, a position that most people would give a body part to get. It turns out she left the industry because she wasn't well-respected, was underappreciated, underpaid. Her managers didn't know and didn't care to know what she could do and what her value was to the organization. Never even told her once that she did a good job. They were essentially myopic, and in hindsight, they were probably sociopaths that were on the 5-year and out program. You know the program. They work at a place for 5 years or less. When the going gets tough or before their foul-ups really come to fruition, they leave. And then their successor has to clean up the mess. She felt she was making no difference in safety and was basically being psychologically abused. Her solution was leaving the industry altogether and starting over again with her own business in a totally unrelated field. The safety industry lost someone really talented and really good at what they do. My solution was similar when faced with the same issue. If you're not being treated as a peer, perhaps finding out why would go a long way to finding a solution. I wish I had done that. Then I wouldn't have been guessing for a couple of years. But in asking, don't be afraid of an answer you don't like. The solution might be to leave the organization, go to another organization, start your own company, do something else. But the solution can never be self-harm. If you're feeling depressed, get help. If you are feeling down, realize that it's likely not you, but the system that you're in, and you might not be able to change it. Go out there, live a happy life. Go out there, climb whatever mountain you want to climb. Do what you want to do. Life is short. Don't waste time at a job you don't like. And I realize that's easier said than done because jobs are very often hard to come by in our field. But it's really not worth it to deal with people who don't appreciate you, in my humble opinion. For Safety Wars, this is Jim Polzel.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.